Hello.
Hey, it's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, how are you? I had a couple of questions here.
Sure.
On the first page, that's the one that you need a signed.
What is that?
The first page of the a contract that you sent me,
Yeah.
that's the only place where Emily needs to sign.
No. Don't think so. Let me pull them up really quick. Give me one sec.
Because the rest of them have just my name.
Do they only have your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes they do that. They don't need everybody to sign. Let me just double check really quick. Okay. So. And you see right in the middle of the page that you have to sign right there too as well. Do you see that?
Like right, yeah, right in the middle of the page, it says
Right in the middle.
borrower, it says vendor LLC,
Yes.
and then I sign there, and then Emily signed right next to me.
Yes, and so
And then I'm sorry, she actually, I think that she's not supposed to write a sign next to me because it says she accepted by lender.
yeah, don't have her sign there, but she'll sign below where you see her name. She'll sign there. Let me double check, see if there's any other places for her to sign.
Right, so I signed there twice. She only signed there once.
Correct,
Right?
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just going to run through these really quick just to make sure. Okay. Yes, so that's it for
So
her.
that's only that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Then my next question was on the terms and conditions, the number three,
You know what page that is?
page two.
Page two, okay.
Yeah, it's the next page.
Okay.
So it's in additional waivers.
Initial waivers.
You waive to the full extent permitted by the law all rights or an exception of the property from the levy of sale on the execution on the process of the collection. This is that if we fall we go into default, is that what it is?
Let me see. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that is your equipment. No.
Well, if you were to default,
Yeah,
then
okay.
we would go after the equipment because that's the only thing we have is that collateral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then on the number seven,
Number seven. Okay. It, that's basically saying if something were to happen, so if you break the equipment, something gets stolen, you're still responsible for your payments to us on the loan.
right, so it doesn't matter if something happens. You have to pay
Right.
for it.
Yeah, but I
Okay,
mean, you have
then.
insurance, so hopefully that covers that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then here on the late payment on the number six, the one actually the one prior. That one.
What number?
Let's say number six.
Okay. Late payment,
It
okay.
says actually on the at the very last. It says on expiration or early termination of this agreement, you will pay a termination fee of $95. Now, what I wanted to know from you is let's say that this is 60 months. Let's say that we're going to pay it early.
Yes.
Let's say that we're going to pay it a lot earlier. So we have to pay the whole amount.
Correct.
Okay? It has to be. Is there a fee? Is there a penalty?
Yeah. So for the most part, you're responsible for all of these payments to pay off the loan. Now, if you want to pay it off early, you can call in, and sometimes they'll give you a small discount, but it really just depends on where you are in the loan. And
okay.
I can't give you that number. You would have to call in, and they just have to look at everything and decide, you know, if they can give you a discount or not. Most people will get a discount. I don't know exactly how much it'll be.
Okay. But it's not like if I pay early, I have a huge hefty fee that I have to pay. It is a...
No, you don't have a fee for paying it off early. It's just that $95, a termination fee.
Okay.
But just call in and you can evaluate what's going to make the most sense, because if you're not going to get a huge discount, then maybe you don't want to pay it off early, you know, save that cash and use it for something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then that's that. So at the end of it, I didn't really see anything. Do I have to pay anything at the end of it, or you know, I remember the word in the past was like I called you. You buy it out at the end for a dollar or anything like that.
So this is an equipment finance agreement, which means you own it from the beginning. So there's no transaction that occurs at the end. So everything is in your name. Like, you won't see, you know, the billing or the shipping in our name, because you will own it from the beginning. So there's no transaction. There's no transaction at the end to take place.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then having that's page 2. Then on page 3. Okay, I just signed that myself there on the bottom.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
So I signed that one myself there on the bottom, yeah. So then on the next one, same thing.
Yes.
Okay, then the next one as well.
Yes.
All right, then the last one also there, that's also just me where my name is.
Yeah, and so that page will probably change when, because if we get the updated amount increase, then you'll have one page. It'll be an addendum with the updated loan amount. But I'll send that to you later if they approve it.
Okay.
Okay. Everything else will be the same. You won't have to re-sign everything. We'll use the same. We'll use these documents.
Okay, so you can use the document. Okay.
Alright,
so I'm going to send you these over.
Okay.
Let me see if I have them. Let me see if I make all of them on there. Alright, 10-3.
And then I'll work on your other set of documents, too. All the numbers are correct, right, on the other three invoices?
Yeah, all the other ones are correct, yeah. I made the deposits on those, so that'll be nice to get it done, too, so I can get that money back.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's that one. Then here, there is a little thing that says insurance coverage.
You don't have to do that. Well, if you can fill it out right now, they usually give you a few weeks. I'll have to check with them. They usually give you a few weeks to get that information.
Okay.
I'll double check though.
I'm sorry.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze?
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. All right. So then I signed that one too. That's done. And there's actually two pages for that too. And actually three pages for that too. And then the authorization to debit a credit account via ACH, authorization to make the collateral securities, and all that.
Yes.
The mobile number is
You don't need to put another check because we already have a check for you that you had sent me the voided check already, correct? Okay, yes, I don't need another one.
Okay. The bank NCH Form 0, that's what you're saying. No, that's not that one. You already have that. That's the ACH authorization form. That's the one that he's asking for, the bank account number, a copy of the check.
Yeah, if you can write the information in, that would be helpful, but I don't need another check.
Okay. Okay, and then the authorization agreement for pre-authorized payment.
Yeah, so that's your, usually you have your first and last month's payments up front. So we waived one of them for you, so you only have one payment up front.
Okay.
And then I think the fees were $300 or $400. So that is your first payment. So they'll just do a debit. You don't need to write a check for that.
Okay.
And then let us know if there's any issues with, you know, if you want to make sure the money's in there, just let me know so I can let them know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then on this one, I signed, and okay. All right, so I have it signed. I have it all ready.
Okay.
So, yeah, can I just scan it and fax it over to you?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah, scanning would probably be the best because it'll probably come over pretty clear.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So I'm gonna scan that, send that over to you, and then, yeah. And like I said, if you can send that over the other one for me, that would be great.
Okay, I'm going to work on it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll send that over. So do we need anything else from Eric, from Burkett?
No, I sent you an email with some things I need updated on their invoice. So I just need the bill to and ship to. I need the ship.
Did you see the last one I sent you?
Oh, I just got back in the office. I didn't see it. Let me look really quick.
Yeah. Because I think that's the one.
Okay. Let me check while I have you on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it right up on top.
Ship to 529 Franklin. Okay. I need him to put a bill to on there.
A bill to.
Yeah, can he squeeze that in there? Bill to. And I need your name on there. Let me see.
Okay, so two projects and from. So what do you want the bill to? I mean, he can probably put something on the project. He's like bill to.
Yeah, so he has project. If he can just switch project to the bill to and just put your information, I need Tenrero LLC to be on the ship to as well. So he has the address there. He has the pre-funding. That's perfect. I just need him to put Tenrero LLC for the ship to and then put the bill to the exact same thing, but you can choose the address you want. I think we had the Main Street address for you.
Well, so
do you want me to email you back just what I need updated?
Yeah,
okay.
Can you please do that?
I'll do it right now.
That to him.
Sure.
Okay. And then this is it. And then this is the one that is $39,000, though.
Correct. Yes.
$39,986.24.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Okay, I'm going to send this email to you over shortly, and that's all I need for right now.
Okay, perfect. We just have to get it out because he's gone.
Right.
He's going to be gone today.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. Send me that. And then I'll
Thank you.
Bye-bye.